I have the soul of a Luddite. I have all the trappings of a technologically savvy woman about to enter the 21st century, but my heart is wed to simplicity. Had I been there when the British laborer Ned Ludd destroyed those early weaving machines, I might have lent him a hand. If only I had the guts to do the same to my husband's new bread maker. As I listen to the rhythmic kneading phase of its mysterious process, I fear our home is taking on the eerie quality of a Jetsons cartoon. But when I hold my daughter's hand to announce with grandiosity that this machine is making bread, the significance clearly escapes her. Yes, she smiles and nods her head for me. That's great. Then she runs off to play with her etch-and-sketch. While across the globe many children still spend their days fetching water and pounding grain, my 4-year-old thinks measuring a cup of flour is labor. By plugging my daily tasks into a wall, I worry that I'm unraveling the twine of common human experience, that I'm separated from faraway people, not only by oceans and time zones, but by microwave ovens and automatic drip coffee makers. As an American living in a country with one television per 1.3 people, I can't help but marvel that in Mauritania there's only one television for every 1,100 people. Not only don't they live like the Jetsons, they can't even watch the Jetsons. But there's more at play than the fact that my appliances keep me from understanding what life is like for a large portion of the Earth's people. If the developed world alone benefits from technologies, everyone will feel the consequences. The United States uses a quarter of the Earth's resources and contributes 20% of global carbon dioxide emissions, with only 4.5% of the world's population. Experts are forever debating numbers and pointing fingers in an effort to head off environmental crisis. But in the end, just enough gets done to scrape by. Yet if our leaders appear short on resolve, we don't make their job easy. Even they can't produce all that hot air by themselves. It takes a whole village of microwaves and televisions and automobiles and bread makers. Where the heck is Ned Ludd when you really need him?